This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump weighing in on the Democratic presidential race as he continues a tour of India. Speaking to reporters just before a visit to the Taj Mahal, Trump was asked about the Democratic frontrunner who notched another win on Saturday in the Nevada caucuses. Trump saying about Bernie Sanders, quote, "I actually think he would be tougher than most of the other candidates as he is a lot like me, but I have a much bigger base." In a 60 Minutes interview on CBS last night, Sanders himself was talking about going up against Trump.
Anyone who tells you that Donald Trump is not going to be a tough opponent is kidding themselves.
Fans will be packing the Staples Center later today to say a final farewell to L.A. Lakers legend Kobe Bryant at a public memorial service. He was killed in a helicopter crash last month. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Federal health officials calling off a plan that would have transferred quarantined coronavirus patients to Alabama. The plan canceled yesterday after residents and local officials in Calhoun County were raising concerns about the idea. The feds were planning to transfer the patients from the Diamond Princess cruise ship that's been docked off the coast of Japan to a FEMA facility in Anniston. The city council there voting to pursue legal action over the proposal, and hours after it announced that it would do so, federal and state officials announced a change in plans. White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says he hasn't seen any intelligence showing that Russia is trying to help President Trump win re-election. On ABC's This Week, O'Brien called it the same old story before adding that it was a non-story. The New York Times did previously report that House lawmakers were informed that Russia is seeking to have Trump re-elected. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Billionaire Tom Steyer will be on stage with fellow Democratic presidential hopefuls this week, as a new CBS News YouGov poll just out today gives him 18% support in South Carolina. That's enough to qualify him for Tuesday's debate in Charleston. Steyer has spent a lot of time and money in South Carolina, so now he'll debate six others, including Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Federal and local authorities are investigating after 18 Jewish community centers across New York were targeted with bomb threats yesterday. At least one center in New Jersey was also targeted. The threats were emailed, but some were found to be credible, and in Albany, more than 100 people were evacuated from a center yesterday morning as police were sweeping the building. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo tweeting that the state has, quote, zero tolerance for anti-Semitism, adding, "We won't let hate and fear win." And most of the late Kirk Douglas's $61 million fortune is going to charitable causes. The screen icon passing away this month at 103. Most of the money left behind will be given out by his charity, the Douglas Foundation, to groups including Children's Hospital in Los Angeles and the Kirk Douglas Theater in Culver City. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now, stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And a new week. It's Monday here, and we find ourselves hanging with the cats once again. This seems to be an annual event coming here to Nashville, Tennessee. And we'll be here for the entire week with the National Religious Broadcasters at the Grand Old Opry. And so looking forward to, you know, connecting with a lot of old friends and some new ones as well, because that is the nature of this kind of convention, as you can imagine. Well, let's talk about what they were talking about nonstop yesterday with the Sunday talk shows. High on the list, of course, is the, you know, the Democrats all in the tither. What to make of Bernie Sanders, huh? It's out of control. And really, you know, as we've been talking about in the previous weeks, Bernie Sanders is a populist as well, but from, you know, same coin, you might say, but the different side of the coin. And who would have thought that the different side of the coin would be a socialistic side of the coin? Of course, you got Bernie now trying to redefine what socialism is all about. But, you know, for those that may be confused, and if you are terribly relying on the mainstream media to try to define it or not define it, I wonder even they, if they understand what socialism is all about the way they talk about it. But look, there is no doubt historically what socialism does. And what they try to argue in terms of what is safe socialism and what could possibly be, you know, that, you know, certainly when you consider the democratic ways of America, I don't think it's necessarily a flip of a switch. But meanwhile, we could do some, we could do a lot of damage. I mean, if you think not, look what happened with Obamacare. A little bit of a taste of what's going on. And then we're finding out the people who even still are experiencing Obamacare, what it is to suddenly find yourself being a number, you know, being told that it is your right to have health care. But look at when the hospitals are done with you, they're done with you. And, you know, we had one specialist who was rather shocked because I had a personal story with our son who was in a terrible motorcycle accident. And he's been suffering for the last 4 or 5 years with pain that is incomprehensible even still. And as he was dealing with the after effects of surgery and having to have his leg rebuilt, you can only imagine what kind of pain this young man was enduring. It was unbelievable. I mean, and in light of people being hooked on opioids and other other drugs that are just unbelievable and so powerful, I could see, I'm able to see all of this dynamic, you know, what's going on with Obamacare, his choices, he made personal choices to stay away from opioids, And thank God that he did. Otherwise, I tell you, I could see him being full-blown addictive. And, of course, we see what's happening with our children and young people who are addicted with opioids, suicides. I mean, they're so overwhelmed between the pain and then being addicted that there's no hope for them. And many are committing suicide. I mean, sadly, I mean, to think about what is going on. Yes, we want to blame, you know, we want to blame whether it's China or other nefarious distributors of the product. But, you know, we have America. I mean, this is counting on America, is counting on government and, you know, to protect our people. And they didn't. They left us wide open and vulnerable on the front of having these kind of strong drugs, you know, come in to the marketplace and do the kind of damage that they're doing. It is incredible that this is happening in today's America. The other thing is relative to the Obamacare situation. On one occasion, and this was quite shocking for one of the medical officials that I spoke with, because this is direct. I mean, I didn't make the story up, and I wouldn't have believed it if it. But I can understand in part why they did this, because our son was in a terrible amount of pain, had to go to emergency, goes to emergency, and they did all they could do for him. They thought. They said, hey, we've done all we can do. And what they did is they wheeled him out on the curb. So we're done. He goes, I'm not done. I'm still in pain. No, we're done. And they wheeled him out on the curb. And he's in tears. He's going, Dad, but I'm a human being. I said, David, you know, note to yourself. This is national health care. This is what federal health care looks like. This is why you need to be so self-sustaining and so self-motivated to be responsible for your own health care. You cannot turn it over to officials, because here you are, you're in this incredible amount of pain. They, as far as they have figured out, have done all they can do for you, and you're kicked to the curb. Now, this is just one story. It happens to be a personal story, and it's heartbreaking to see this happening to one of your kids. And, you know, we need to extend that it's not just our kids, but fellow citizens, and that was my thought. Is how many fellow citizens, American citizens, are having to deal with Obamacare and dealing in this kind of way. Another dear friend of ours, she's retired. And, you know, she's had it going to emergency room because, and she's got good insurance, but she's had it going to, because there's only so much you can do. And when they've done all they can do, because this is the mindset now, this is what's been happening in the medical profession, sadly, and I know there are probably some doctors and some ER personnel that would take exception to it, but the fact is this is happening. And there's some, you know, without a doubt, they have a heart, they still believe in the Hippocratic Oath, and they're doing everything they can to honor their profession and their industry, because that's their heart, their very heart. And see, this is what a free America provides for people of talent and people in the healthcare industry who are there to serve, is it affords them that opportunity. But more and more, as you move to socialism and you move to this government healthcare and this idea that healthcare is a right, then you can't possibly provide for everybody. And in order to provide for everybody, everybody has to get less. See, these are all indicators. But if you're not willing to see that and you don't have the discernment, you're caught up in you know, things that are shifted around. And that, you know, just really aren't true. You want them to be true, but they're not. And so the Democrats, they kind of get this. They're kind of seeing this. It's not like I'm the only person seeing this, but they kind of get this. But they also see, more importantly, is they're thinking, okay, how are we going to beat Donald Trump? And Bernie Sanders, I mean, Donald Trump did something rather smart last year. When he called it out, just said, hey, look it, you know, socialism will never happen in America. And do you remember the crowds? The crowds were, they were on their feet, chanting, cheering. And so that has been, you know, one of the key talking points for President Trump in his reelection, is that it's capitalism versus socialism. And again, as we've talked many times on the show, is that look at the difference. You know, what things, you know, would not be happening under socialism, you know, all for the sake of supposed free tuition. I mean, what a ruse, right? No such thing as free anything. Somebody's going to pay for it. And just like $23 trillion in debt. What do you think is going to happen to the deficit then? $23 trillion. It's going to move in the wrong way. This is why my hope in with Donald Trump getting reelected is that we're really able to take a serious look at these entitlement programs that need to be looked at. All this government waste. I mean, we're talking, what, maybe $500 billion in duplicative waste just among 17 agencies alone. This is how bloated our government is. The left doesn't know what the right's doing, and meanwhile, the people's paying for this idiocy. It is dearly costing us money. This is why I hope that Donald Trump, you know, gets the message. And that is that as much as he focused on jobs in his first administration, always asking people, how are we doing, how are we doing, how are we doing on jobs, how are we doing on jobs? And look what happened. Look at the job creator that he's become. Well, you imagine if the next question in his next 4 years is, how are we doing with the deficit? How are we doing with the deficit? I'll guarantee you it will go down. We've got more. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you saved just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Lied consistently about this virus from the beginning, so we should not take their word at face value. And no, we don't want to have a public panic, but we do want to err on the side of caution when so much is unknown, and that is consistently what China has not done by consistently lying to its own people and to the world.
Well, that's Senator Tom Cotton on the coronavirus. This thing has no doubt. It's just been crazy. I mean, we've even heard, you know, between you and I, there's some outbreak going on in Hawaii. And we're heading to Hawaii ourselves. So needless to say, hopefully by the time we get there, this thing is resolved and contained. But it's no doubt. I mean, you've got, I mean, here's the death toll. 2,400 people have died. 78,000 have been infected. 35 confirmed cases in the United States alone. This is what's going on. And, you know, as Senator Cotton said, you know, China's not been a real good partner in this. I mean, instantly, the Trump administration, the CDC, said, look, hey, we're here to help you out. Let's come over. No, they don't want us to help out. And, of course, when that happens, when people, you know, close down the channels of communication, it all gets suspicious. And as we often say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, right? So now all these conspiracies are going out and suggesting that, you know, maybe this is a some sort of military biochem experiment gone bad, possibly, you know. And again, not to raise any panic, but in the absence of fact, opinion and all kinds of conspiracies start flying around, all under that context of what Senator Cotton just said, is that, you know, China hasn't been very trusting. You know, we just can't believe them no matter what. I don't care if we're signing, you know, some sort of trade deal with them. You know, we'll know when we know it, so to speak, kind of the Nancy Pelosi, you know, diplomacy program. You know, you got to pass it and then you'll find out what's in it, right? That's the experience with China and most of these people. And every time after we pass it, we find out what's in it. It doesn't look good, right? Even like the Iran nuclear deal. I mean, just go right on down the list. And now here we are trying to do a peace deal with the Palestinians who really have just said, hey, we don't want a peace deal. We understand, you know, because they want full control. It's built into their conscience that they're not to negotiate with Israel. But that's a whole other topic. Getting back to this coronavirus, though, this is clearly a dangerous situation, and it's further complicated in the trade. Now, listen to the White House trade advisor, Peter Navarro, lay it out.
House during this crisis is to review the supply chains we need to treat corona. There's over 30 different elements just for that alone. And what I've learned so far, and not surprisingly, is that we've offshored far too much of our supply chain, not just for corona, but also for the essential medicines we need. Same reasons we offshored a lot of our other stuff. It's cheap labor, environment, lax environment, and most of all, unfair trade practices. A lot of it's in China, some of it's in India, some of it's in Europe, but we got to get that back on shore. In terms of the immediate issue, face masks, the N95 face masks, China put export restrictions on those masks and then nationalized an American factory that produces them there.
Well, see, they're always working the angles. I mean, here we have an international incident, but this is what's going on. But you can be thank God. You can thank God you live in America, where they are as vigilant as they are about this. Some are projecting that, as we were talking about this, and I've got to thank our, you know, my brother-in-law and his beloved. We stopped in Georgia on our way here to Nashville, and they put us up, and we had a chance to visit. But, you know, we were talking about this whole situation that, you know, America, we're so grateful for America that we have this kind of vigilance and that we are free. This is what freedom allows you to do. And when you're not free, I mean, clearly, you know, this is you got what's going on in China. And meanwhile, the rest of the world is suffering for this. I mean, the reason that I think the encouraging reason for America to continue to be that light on a shining hill is that we can demonstrate to people what freedom looks like, not socialism, but what really true freedom looks like and what it does for Americans. I mean, just clearly between the transition between the Obama administration and Trump administration, and I've maintained this and seen this clearly, is people are happier because they're back to work. This was so frustrating for, you know, 8 years of the Obama administration, even though we were supposed to have all these shovel-ready jobs that he laughed about. But he mocked people in the middle of their pain of being so frustrated because they weren't working. But meanwhile, the government had provided all this money so that we would have these shovel-ready jobs so people could get back to work no matter what, instead of, you know, they claim, oh, we had all these job creation, but we had low-level job, I mean, minimum wage jobs that people had to make up because of Obamacare. You had the employers were forced to reduce their, their labor force in each of the companies to less than 50. Otherwise, they were going to be subjected to all kinds of taxes and regulation and all kinds of irritation. So here it is. They had to tell employees that had been with them for a long time, hey, look, we got to cut back. And, you know, you can work up to 30 hours and, stay under the, stay under the radar here, so to speak, so that we can so the company can survive. And so what do they have to do? They have to survive. So they're out there, you know, working under the table, doing whatever they can for their family, working two or three jobs. And so we have this false impression that we got all this job creation going. These were lousy jobs. I mean, these were minimum wage jobs. But now with Trump and all the deregulation that's going on in manufacturing, you know, look at all the millions of just manufacturing jobs that we've got. But right now we're sitting at 7 million jobs, and we don't have enough people to fill these jobs. And the good news is these aren't minimum wage jobs either. These are great, great jobs that are going on. Well, the other thing that was buzzing around the Beltway over the weekend certainly was, what was going on with leaked information. I mean, don't you love this? I mean, this is so crazy. And one thing I will hand to the Obama administration, they were pretty good at containing leaks. Donald Trump, for some reason, and I think part of the reason is because he inherited all these people that are never Trumpers that are within our government, and people, yes, that were formerly and totally dedicated to the Obama administration, and they've been doing everything they can to put a stick in the spokes of this president and thus the American people. Leaking stuff out constantly. There was an intel meeting about Russia and about their ongoing interference. I mean, if you think they've stopped, they just only do this, during the elections, well, then you're really not dealing with reality. I mean, this is a constant game. It's nonstop. It's just a project. I think in many ways it's a ruse. And as we've maintained, I think Vladimir Putin is just, he's just so excited because he's getting more credit than he deserves. Remember, it was Barack Obama himself who said, now, look, not one vote was changed. And, of course, we go from Barack Obama, the standard bearer of the Democrats. Oh, by the way, which this happened under his watch, right? Right. Yeah. Not Donald Trump, but Barack Obama says, hey, not one vote was changed. And so we go from that to all this conspiracy, Russia, 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 Mueller, $70 million of the people's money to prove what we knew all along. And that was Donald Trump was not involved. And this was all one big scam by our own people. Listen to what John Ratcliffe says, the House representative.
Let me be real clear, because the narrative often from Democrats and the media is that Republicans don't think that the Russians have meddled in our election. They did. They meddled in 2016. They're going to meddle in 2020. That's not the issue. The issue is why Russia is being so successful in shaking American confidence in the integrity of our elections. And the reason is it's because Democrats keep perpetuating and accentuating and proliferating Russian propaganda for their political gain and for their political motivation against Donald Trump. It's Democrats that created the Steele dossier and peddled it to our law enforcement and intelligence communities. They did that so that Democrats could falsely accuse the president of conspiring with Russia for the better part of 3 years now.
I hope you get this, because John Ratcliffe, the Texas representative, he's on the House Intel and Judiciary Committee, lays it out straight. I mean, really, if anybody's been colluding, it has been the Democrats themselves, adding strength, power, momentum, and confusion over this whole Russiagate situation. And so just as much as Putin and the Russians aren't going to stop, doesn't look like the Democrats are going to stop either. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump weighing in on the Democratic presidential race as he continues a tour of India. Speaking to reporters just before a visit to the Taj Mahal, Trump was asked about the Democratic frontrunner who notched another win on Saturday in the Nevada caucuses. Trump saying about Bernie Sanders, quote, "I actually think he would be tougher than most of the other candidates as he is a lot like me, but I have a much bigger base." In a 60 Minutes interview on CBS last night, Sanders himself was talking about going up against Trump.
Anyone who tells you that Donald Trump is not going to be a tough opponent is kidding themselves.
Fans will be packing the Staples Center later today to say a final farewell to L.A. Lakers legend Kobe Bryant at a public memorial service. He was killed in a helicopter crash last month. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
And let me tell you, it requires all hands on deck, ladies and gentlemen. This is our country, a government of, for, by, we the people. You know, the fact of the matter is we the people kind of checked out. We got busy, all right? Got busy raising families, and we actually trusted the elected officials. But, you know, our founding fathers warned us about that. We could not just put this kind of power in the hands, especially of elites who think that somehow they're beholden. No matter what. I mean, it's not enough that they get $180,000 a year. No, we got to be able to have insider trading. We got to do all these other shenanigans so that after they come out of supposedly serving the people and they're honored at cocktail parties afterwards and you see them and you go, oh, thank you so much for your service. And they've become millionaires at the expense of the people. But again, this is why all hands on deck. And can you imagine we have somebody who comes from New Zealand, author, speaker, political activist, who has been sounding the alarm to the American people about the democratic socialists that have been taking over our country. And he is the socialism and Marxist expert. And he's with us now to talk about his new book. Trevor Loudon, good to have you here, my friend.
Hey, good to be on, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, the new book, White House Reds, Communist, Socialist, and Security Risk, Running for U.S. President in 2020. Break it down.
Yeah, well, look, we all know that Bernie has been controversial. You know, he's been called a communist, etc. Well, the book confirms that, yes, he is. But what it says, that nine other people who have run for president in this cycle, most of them who are still engaged are also as equally as Marxist as Bernie. And I'm talking the so-called moderates here. I'm talking Pete Buttigieg. Mm. I'm talking Amy Klobuchar. I'm talking, Joe Biden. All of them come from Marxist backgrounds. The infiltration of the Democratic Party at the top levels is unbelievably intense.
Well, a lot has been talked about with Biden and his family. Peter Schweitzer has done extensive research. Peter, who I know you're aware of, you know very closely. And when I was bragging about you the other day, he goes, "Oh, I'd love Trevor," and he had nothing but praise for you and all the hard work. So you guys are joined at the hip in terms of the research and what you've been doing on behalf of the American people. And Peter, of course, exposed the Biden family. I mean, it's not just Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. I mean, this is like a mini mafia family out of the Bidens that people are, they've just taken for granted. And even Black America, I mean, he's hoping that in South Carolina the blacks are going to save his bacon. I don't think so.
No, I don't. I think he's doomed. You know, I think after South Carolina, you're going to see quite a few dropping out, including Biden, possibly Elizabeth Warren, and a couple of others. But just going back to Biden, you know, he is the so-called moderate Democrat of the bunch. But as what my book does is profile 10 of these people, you know, 5,000 to 8,000 word profiles in each one with their extensive Marxist, communist, security risk backgrounds. And Joe Biden has been a lifelong protege of a group called the Council for a Livable World, which was set up by a Soviet spy called Leo Szilard, a former Manhattan Project scientist and a communist. And it was basically designed to put people in the U.S. Senate who would vote to cut the U.S. military, to cancel weapons systems, to negotiate disadvantageous treaties with the Soviet Union and Russia. And Joe Biden has been an active pawn of that group for 50 years now, 40 years now. The man who got him the job as the U.S. Senate was Albert Gore Sr. You know his son who invented the global warming and the internet. Well, Albert Gore Sr. was the protege of Armand Hammer, one of the leading Soviet agents of the 20th century. Joe Biden owes his job to two Soviet agents and has worked to gut the U.S. military his entire political career. And only a few years ago, he went on tape saying how much he admired the organization, he owed the job to the organization, he's worked with them his entire political career, and they helped him and Obama negotiate the START-2 treaty with Russia a few years ago.
Exactly.
Which basically Donald Trump has had to cancel because the Russians continually cheat on it. So,
Trevor, this makes it clear, yeah, why Obama picked Biden to be his vice president, doesn't it?
Look, you cannot be a moderate and be Obama's vice president for 8 years. You know, Obama, the first communist president of the United States, and Biden was with them all the way, and he is the moderate Democrat, which shows you where the rest of them stand.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Let's talk about Buttigieg. We've been talking about him in the past weeks. Dr. Paul Kengor did a column on him being a red diaper baby.
Yeah. Well, it's not just that, and Paul was exactly right. Pete Buttigieg is the son of Joseph Buttigieg. He was a professor at Notre Dame, but he was also the world president of the International Gramsci Society. Now, Gramsci was an Italian Communist Party theoretician who basically his ideas are as important as Marx and Lenin. They are the basis of democratic socialists of America. They are endemic in the university campuses. They are what basically gave us what we term as political correctness. And Pete's father was the world authority on this subject. The world authority. Now, that's all right. You say, well, you know, you're not judged by the sins of your fathers. But Pete Buttigieg got himself on the Democratic Socialists of America mailing list as a teenager. He won a national essay competition, and the subject was his socialist hero, Bernie Sanders. You know, how ironic is that? And all the time he was mayor of South Bend, Indiana, he was working extremely closely with the local Democratic Socialists of America chapter. He supported their strikes. He supported their illegal immigration initiatives. He sent people from his office to support their strikes. Even recently in Cape Cod, he was down there supporting a bus driver strike on Cape Cod, which was run by Democratic Socialists of America. He is as much of a Marxist as Bernie, but he's going for Joe Biden's vote, not for Bernie Sanders' vote. He's trying to play in the middle. You know, the middle of the road, but he's not.
Right.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. What about his military background? A lot has been covered on that. I mean, and by covered, I mean we've yet to understand. There's more mystery about his military background than real truth.
Well, you know, he did 7 months in Afghanistan in military intelligence. He was never had to go to boot camp. He was basically parachuted straight in. So I don't know what he did there. Well, this is what I would say. If you were an ambitious young gay guy who was, you know, whose father was one of the top communists in the world, wouldn't you want to give yourself a little bit of patriotic cover if you had a political career, you know? You know, so you go into the military and people say, well, you're unpatriotic. Well, no, I was in the military. I was, you know, in Afghanistan. You know, it helps to neutralize, you know, those negatives in the American public. So he's a strategic thinker.
Yes.
I think he thought maybe going to the military might help my political career, particularly as my father was a top communist. Wouldn't it help neutralize that you know, stigma of unpatriotism a little bit? I think I'm speculating. That was the main reason for.
Well, it's suspicious anyway. How do you avoid boot camp? I mean, boot camp, that is basic. How do you avoid that? And you just get dropped in, and then all of a sudden, I think he was a trucker. I mean, he rode trucks. He took, you know, supplies out and, you know, help. I don't know exactly what it was, but, you know, when you hear some of these things, you know, it's almost intimated like he was on the front lines, you know, and he was not a combat soldier.
No, I doubt that he fired a shot over there, you know. But you just got to look at him. He's a very strategic guy. You know, the fact that somebody from South, you know, the mayor of a tiny little town in the
middle. Well, I'll tell you what, we're gonna join Trevor back right after this.
When was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
This report is sponsored by the American Society of Retina Specialists. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, affects 11 million people in the U.S. and is a major cause of blindness for people age 50 and older. AMD damages the center of the retina. If untreated, it can destroy central vision needed for reading, driving, and recognizing faces. February is AMD Awareness Month. Do you know about AMD risk factors, symptoms, and treatments? Here's Dr. Carl O. of Nashville, Tennessee, the incoming president of the American Society of Retina Specialists.
Retina specialists can preserve and even improve vision in many people with age-related macular degeneration. Thanks to tremendous advances in diagnosis and treatment, people with AMD can maintain active, independent lives. If you have AMD, a family history of AMD, or recent blurred or distorted central vision, see a retina specialist to learn how to protect your vision.
Learn more at savingvision.org. That's savingvision.org.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, the trajectory that some people would want to take us on, you may understand firsthand the value of that statement of living free or die. But right now, we're being forewarned by Trevor Loudon in his new book, White House Reds, Communist, Socialist, and Security Risk, running for U.S. President in 2020. Now, understand, Trevor has been sounding the alarm. He is, for all intents and purposes, the only journalist and researcher that I am aware of that vetted Barack Obama. The mainstream media avoided it for lots of reasons, because they didn't want to be called racist. He was their guy, their hand-picked guy, and were realizing that the mainstream media has become part and parcel of this cabal and this move towards socialism of our country. We do not have a free and independent media, do we, Trevor?
Notable exceptions such as yourself. You know, if we didn't have people like you, Bill, the people would be flying blind, because the mainstream media is completely in the tank for the left.
Yeah, I mean, here it is. You've been talking about, we've had Democratic Socialists, card-carrying Democratic Socialists. These are elected officials, people that we've cast our vote. Mainstream America, the forgotten men and women, didn't realize who they were voting for. They sound nice. I mean, and I think we got a pretty good shot at it, didn't we, in the 2018 cycle, because Nancy Pelosi, George Soros, got everybody to say, hey, we're going to play the moderate game. We're going to play down the middle. We're going to beat up the Republicans, you know, because everybody hates Trump. But we're going to beat up the Republicans because they didn't pass health care because of John McCain. But, you know, forget about John McCain. He was just an ally, and he was a dupe, and he helped the cause. And now here the door is open. And so here you had a lot of America voting for these supposed moderate Democrats. And Nancy Pelosi made the statement, said, it's not like you elected people for them to impeach President Trump, but that's exactly what they did.
They can't help themselves. You know, we have to understand the Democratic Party, you know, of Harry Truman or JFK is no longer. You know, do you think Harry Truman would even be allowed to be a Congress member in today's Democratic Party?
Exactly.
He's a county commissioner. So, you know, Donald Trump Jr. warned in May on Fox and Friends. He said the 2020 election will be communism versus freedom. And people think, well, that's a bit extreme. But what I prove in the book is he was right. You know, when 10 of the leading Democrat contenders are Marxists, you know, that tells you something. And I say, I've said in my earlier work that about 100 members of the U.S. Congress and about 25 members of the U.S. Senate are so enmeshed in neo-communism, working with the Iranians, working with the Cubans, or the local American communists, they couldn't pass a background check to drive a school bus. But there are no background checks in Congress or the Senate or the White House. And there's no media scrutiny on these people's backgrounds. So that's how they get away with it. That's how most Minnesotans have no idea that their Senator Amy Klobuchar is a dyed-in-the-wool Marxist.
Break that down, if you would.
Break that down. Well, Amy Klobuchar was brought up in a family. Her father used to take, her father took her to the Soviet Union back in the old days on a bicycle tour. When she was in college, her three favorite professors who mentored her were all Marxists. She had special tutelage with at least one of them. Those are the ones she picked out, all Marxists, two of them Democratic Socialists of America members. She was picked up in Minnesota by a man called Donald Fraser, who was a member of Congress and the mayor of Minneapolis, who was an active with the Socialist International, also active with Democratic Socialists of America, and also active promoting the Soviet side in the Cold War. She was then picked up by Paul Wellstone, the senator from Minnesota, who made her career. Now, Paul Wellstone was a DSA Marxist. He was elected by Democratic Socialists of America. He looked after one of their college chapters. He was a Marxist, 100%, and he made Amy Klobuchar, got her into politics, and taught her everything he knew. And then she works extensively with the Muslim left in Minnesota, and she also works with a group called the Minnesota Peace Project, which is basically a front for the Maoist Freedom Road Socialist Organization, and she has enacted several pieces of legislation on their recommendation. She has a socialist history that goes back to her girlhood.
Yeah. You know, Trevor, I'm thinking of our listeners that are hearing this, and of course, you have to get your hands on Trevor's new book, okay? Because, you know, maybe some of these terms are new to you. Maybe you've been hearing the term communist and Marxist, and you kind of throw it away. You say, how can that be? I mean, this is a free American. That can't happen. And then you start talking about the tentacles, the network of these democratic socialists, and how they have spun a network web throughout our local communities, throughout the federal government. It is pretty sophisticated, and people need to understand that. That's how they're able to continue with this ruse, right?
Well, it is, and because there's no media scrutiny on these people, they get away with it. Look, I make an analogy. Say you look at the Soviet Union, and everybody thinks communism died with the Soviet Union. Well, even if you acknowledge that it was mainly destroyed there, it still exists in China, Cuba, North Korea, and American university campuses and American unions. And so because there's been no scrutiny on these people for years, they have got a hold. You know, imagine you have a tumor, a cancerous tumor. You cut 10%, you cut 90% of it out of your body, but you leave 10% of it in. And then you stop all treatment for 30 years. You know, what's your body going to look like?
Exactly.
You know, what is Black Lives Matter? That's a communist movement. What was the Women's March that got a million people into Washington to protest Trump, completely run by the Communist Party and the Liberation Road communist group, a pro-Chinese group? What is the transgender movement, the Me Too movement? All of these are communist movements, but you wouldn't know that by listening to the mainstream media that basically holds these people up as heroes. Antifa, the AFL-CIO is completely controlled by communists now. And if you control the labor movement in this country, you effectively control the Democratic Party, which is why you've got Obamacare.
Mm-hmm. And this is why, Trevor, they're so passionate about destroying liberty, because with liberty comes truth and free thought. And they're exposed because they can't hold water, whether it's some sort of Russian collusion, whether it's trying to condemn Brett Kavanaugh, impeach the president. There's no veracity. There's no truth, because the way they operate, it's through hyperbole. It's through emotion. It's through false evidence. It's through lies. That is the foundation of communists and Marxists, because at the bottom of all this is Lindsey Graham very passionately declared to everybody, the Democrats, for the Democrats, it's about power, and they will do anything to gain power, right?
Well, that's exactly right, and I want people to do a little bit of math. This is how close the communists came to taking power in 2016 with Hillary Clinton. She promised to legalize every single illegal immigrant in the country within 100 days of taking office.
Right.
Now, according to Massachusetts Institute of Technology, that is 22 million people. Some people say it's more like 40 million.
Right.
Now, if they were given citizens' seven voting rights, they would vote at least 80% Democrat. Instantly, you would lose Texas, Florida, Georgia, Arizona, North Carolina. There would never be another Republican president. The Democrats and their communist allies were a heartbeat away from gaining complete power in this country. And the people rose up at the last moment, and President Trump was their champion, and they stayed that off.
Exactly.
The country. But we're still under huge threat. We could all go back to that after the next election if the people don't stay vigilant. And that's
exactly
why I've written the book. If people know they're choosing between the Constitution and communism, they will vote the right way. And this book points out exactly that.
Well, you highlighted 10 people. We talked Buttigieg. We talked Klobuchar. We didn't get a Biden a little bit. Sanders. I mean, you got Elizabeth Warren. You got Tom Steyer. Cory Booker. And, well, let's touch on Tulsi Gabbard, because that's a bit of surprise, because people look at her as, the gal from the Hawaiian Islands, former military. And she's, well, actually not former. She's still in the military as a reservist, right?
Yeah.
But yet you've got her noted here, too. Her background. We got about a minute and a half left here, Trevor.
Look, even a lot of people on our side like her. But the thing is, she was elected by Democratic Socialists of America. She has worked with them completely all the way through. She has worked on behalf of North Korean-type agents. She's worked on behalf of the Iranians. And Hillary Clinton was right. She is a Russian asset. Not a recruited agent, but she works with communists on a regular basis, and the Bernie Sanders movement, to the benefit of Russia, Iran, Venezuela, and North Korea. She's extremely dangerous because she comes across as a patriot and even a little bit conservative in some areas. But she is right up there amongst the dangerous people.
So that lawsuit that supposedly she fired over the bow of Hillary's boat, all show, no go, huh?
All show, no go. If it ever went to court, she would be hugely embarrassed. I don't agree with Hillary Clinton on very much, but sometimes even a stop clock can be right. And she was right about Tulsi. Tulsi is dangerous.
Well, Trevor Loudon has been our guest. His brand new book, White House Reds, Communist Socialist Security Risks, Running for U.S. President 2020, a must read. Get your hands on it. Available at all the usual places. It will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Trevor, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Look, a real pleasure. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for the opportunity.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Both my legs were amputated due to...